I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. If you frequent Interstate 75 through your daily travels, you may notice something off the bridge between Perrysburg and Toledo. Colors of light blue, then yellow flowers, and eventually portraits have been growing on a grain silo facility owned by ADM off the Maumee River. It's Toledo's newest and record-breaking mural.
The Glass City River Wall is a community endeavor and an iconic art project. It's 170,000 square feet. It's the largest mural in the country, coupled with a broad-reaching educational component.
That's Christina Casper, one of the organizers of this new art project, an idea that came along when two of her good friends and colleagues called her up in July of 2019.
So 2 years ago, Nicole Lavoutier and Brandy Wimberly were on a boat on the river, and they passed that spot where the ADM silos are. And they said, wouldn't that be cool if we painted it? I am an art consultant by trade, so they called me from the boat that night and said, we should go have coffee.
They did have coffee, and then they contacted the Arts Commission, then ADM, again, the company that owns the agricultural facility. Then they presented it to the community and got overwhelming support to paint the silos. The original game plan was to have the project finished before the golfing tournament, the Solheim Cup, came to Toledo, which seemed pretty doable at the time.
We had the great fortune of being very naive. We had no idea it was the largest in the country. We had no idea what it was going to entail. I think there was some doubters. There were some people that were like, there's no way they're going to pull that off. They have no business being in that space. But I think what we realized is that collectively, when we all come together for a common goal, we are the space. We create the space. So we all belong here.
The we, Christina mentions, refers to the army of artists, volunteers, and sponsors who have made the Glass City River Wall possible. Even people outside of Toledo. The artist who actually designed the image currently being painted on these silos is from California. His name is Gabe Galt.
He is LA-based. He's a really remarkable human being. He's a fairly established artist, but what he came to the table with for us was this sentiment that he wanted to tell the story of our city because that is what he does. Although Gabe did the design, there is a whole crew of local artists that are executing it. And quite frankly, they are just as magic, if not more. I mean, that crew that has come together, I honestly believe this project has spoken to us every step of the way. And every single one of those artists has brought their own magic to this project. It's been, I have three boys, and I say all the time that this project, I am most proud in the universe of my boys, but this is a really close second.
So what is the mural? What is the story of Toledo that this artwork tells? In Gabe's own words, he wants to tell a story that is colorful, bold, simple, and readable.
At the end of the 28 silos, there are three larger size silos. Those are portraits of Native American women and children. And part of the reason for that is on that site is a historic marker. It used to be a Native American tenement. It's the bend in the river. You can see 1 mile in each direction. And that's framed by the other 25 silos are a field of sunflowers, which is the flower of hope. Again, one of the things that we really talked about is this will be an iconic piece of art. No one will ever pass through our city again without knowing who we are. No one will ever forget Toledo. And there's a really compelling moment there. So, I mean, I think for us and even the people that live here, I mean, we've gotten so much feedback from people saying, like, I take a moment, I feel better. You know, I talk to people about it. You know, we're creating conversation, we're creating connection. And ultimately, that's the definition of community.
The community directly working on this mural involves sponsors like Prometica, Key Bank, Hollywood Casino, restaurants like Plate and Sip Coffee, artists like Dean Davis, Yusuf Latif, Kelly Golden, Chris Rodriguez, Cody Clough, and many individual donors who have all joined together to paint a bright spot in Northwest Ohio's history and future, not just through the painting of a mural, but through free educational resources made available to any student who wishes to have them. Resources like a storytelling and justice humanities curriculum and community events planned throughout the year with various schools throughout the area.
One of the things that was really important to us about the educational component of this project was, you know, very high level, we said whose story is told and why. And that piggybacked on the Native American component and how we don't necessarily tell that story as often as it needs to be told or should be told. And then we distill that down to the students with our K-12 curriculum. And we say, what story about you hasn't been told and why is it important? And it was super important for us to have that be accessible to all. So we're doing a microsite on our website for that demographic that you speak of. So people that don't quite know and they're like, what can I do? All of our resources are on there. And not only that, but the recognition that three women who plenty of people told had no business being in this state have pulled off something that elevated a community out of the gate. You can do anything.
The one thing Christina is looking to finish now is the mural. COVID has delayed many businesses, and paint production as one of them. There's a national resin shortage, so the paint needed to finish the mural is still on hold. But Christina has other work on her mind already, looking to use this experience as a template for other individuals working in the city, looking to create their own work and tell their own story. And hopefully the Rough Draft Diaries will be there to document it. I'm Haley Taylor, and again, thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.